marsh begins to erode, the waves basically tear up all that organic matter that's been sitting there. 800 to 1,000 years worth of organic matter washes out into these shallow bays.
Much of it then decomposes, releasing carbon dioxide to the atmosphere and making global warming worse. So protecting salt marshes can also help protect the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Hello, this is Boris Hassan. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
This is Reverend Billy down on the streets of New York in the final moments of Climate Week. Tens of thousands of people here from all over. This was one hell of an energized. Everybody's just floating up between the skyscrapers right now. We had a special rally. I think I got some of it on tape here. We'll play it during the half hour. This is Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy. I'm here with the Church of Stop Shopping. And we're parading along underneath this gigantic whale that some of us made out of trash that we collected from the ocean. And we got it held up there on sticks. And, you know, we've got puppeteers here. And then people waving big blue tarps to make ocean waves. And then we got people running around, singers from the Stop Shopping Choir running around with plastic bottles, you know, shaking in the wind, up in the air, like looking like schools of fish. We're all wearing blue. We're creating a sort of street ocean here. It's good theater, and we have all made good theater this week. And it's all for the earth. I hope it's working. I've been in this state of euphoria before. Like, for instance, the opening days of Glasgow, COP26, 3 years ago. I've been in this kind of state of hope before, and it hasn't been enough. Let's ask that question. Are we getting somewhere this time? Is this it, the turning point? Stay tuned. This is Earth Riot Radio. Let's go.
Hello. There's something huge. It's huge. We all know it. But we can't say it for some reason. We can't say it out loud. Here it is. Call it the climate revolution for dummies. An elite that holds economic power must have its money and power taken from it. Period. Period. That's it. That's what leaving oil reserves underground means. That is what cutting emissions means. Money must be wrested from the hands of our abusers in the way that a killer is disarmed. This is the climate revolution for dummies. The climate cannot be stabilized without seizing the assets of the fossil fuel industrial complex, which will send waves of disinvestment out through Wall Street and beyond. Suddenly I'm standing in front of Jamie Dimon. I'm on the 60th floor of his skyscraper, standing in his glassy corner office, and he has a vast desk, and I'm standing opposite him. Jamie.
18-year-old organizer with Fridays for Future in New York City. I started protesting for climate justice when I was 11. The first sign I made was for the 2019 school strike here in New York City. It said, "We deserve a future." And I'm here today still fighting for that same future. I am just one of the many young people who organized this march and spent their summers building youth turnout. Today, young people are here in massive numbers because we are out of time. In 2020, a record number of us showed up to the polls and put Biden in office. After 4 years of Trump, we were ready to elect a president who promised to end drilling on federal lands and finally address this climate crisis. Yet, in his 2.5 years as president, Biden has gone back on these promises. He greenlit the Willow Project. He skipped environmental review to build the devastating Mountain Valley Pipeline. And he approved countless other fracked gas pipelines and projects in Alaska and the Gulf Coast. His refusal to let go of fossil fuels is destroying us. America's oil and gas expansion makes up 1/3 of the entire global expansion planned through 2050. This is what's pushing us over the 1.5 degree warming threshold that is required to maintain a habitable planet. Because of this, crises are multiplying. This summer alone, New York City's skies turned orange. Libya is flooded. Maui has burned. And countless people died from heat and extreme weather. This is the world Biden and his peers have left for us. But this is not the world we are going to accept. This Friday, over a million of us across the globe protested to end fossil fuels. And today, there are tens of thousands of us out here with one simple message for Biden. You have the executive authority to end oil and gas expansion and keep these fossil fuels in the ground. In 2024, we will be the most powerful voting bloc in the nation. Young people will be. You need our votes to stay in power. And that's why we're demanding you work with us, you declare a climate emergency, you end all drilling right now. You're going to make new promises, promises that are going to empower young people to turn out in 2024 once again. These promises will transition us to community-based renewable energy built by green union jobs. Not enough time to put this off another term, and all of us will keep up the pressure until it's done. Thank you.
This is the same water that was here when dinosaurs were here. There is no new water. This is the only water we will ever know. This is the same water that my great ancestors drank from and harvested our wild rice upon.
On this land where we belong, surrounded by the northern lights, on this land where we belong, beneath the starlit night.
On this land where we belong, wild.
Water is sacred because without water, there is no life. You cannot drink oil.
On this land in which we belong, from the Canadian tar sand,
day to come through these sacred lands, on this land to which we belong, with oil thicker than crude. 4,000 workers coming our way, got them pandemic pipeline blues.
This moment is that moment where we face that oil. This is the moment where we face line three and say, no, you will not take our water.
On this land to which we belong, with pipelines that corrode, when they break, it'll be too late. It'll kill this river road.
On this land where we belong, don't let that pipeline through. No more drill caps on native land.
Story fed by generations. You carry songs of grief, triumph, thankfulness, and joy. Feel their power as they ascend within you. As you walk, run swiftly, even fly into infinite possibility. Let go that which burdens you. Let go any acts of unkindness or brutality. Let go that which has burdened your family, your community, your nation, or disturbed your soul. Let go one breath into another. Pray thankfulness for this earth we are, for this becoming we are, for this sunlight touching skin we are, for the cooling waters we are. Listen now as earth sheds her skin. Listen as the generations move one against the other to make power. We are bringing in a new story. We will be accompanied by ancient and new songs, and we'll celebrate together.
Nipe, gizage igu, gimi gwechewe nimigu, gijewe nimigu. Nipe, gizage igu, gimi gwechewe nimigu, gijewe nimigu.
I'm so honored to be here today, shoulder to shoulder with you all, because we are all here for the same purpose, to protect the planet, the people, and make sure that we end fossil fuels across the globe. This issue is one of the issues, the biggest issue of our time, and because of that, we must be too big and too radical to ignore. We will not give up, and that is what we are here to do today. That we demand to change. It will happen now. It begins today. It is occurring today, and it's because of you.
Reverend, back again. How are you? I hope you're enjoying this Earth riot with the big march. We started in the underwater, in the ocean, with the whales. And we went from that ecosystem to the big march, making our way through the songs of the Stop Shopping Choir and the Fiery Eagles of Justice here in New York. Then after the 16-year-old Helen from New Jersey, we made the choice to go back to the Earth. And we went back to northern Minnesota to the fight for the land of wild rice, the Manuman, the Ojibwe people. I think did I hear the voice of Winona LaDuke narrating the music of the No More Pipeline Blues Band? Wonderful composition by Larry Long. Thank you for letting us have you be a part of our Earth Riot today. We went out and marched, prayer walked with the grandmothers and mothers of that movement in Minnesota, Don Goodwin and the marvelous community there a couple years ago. And the fight goes on. Some people say it's over, that Enbridge won the fight, but now people are being released from the court cases. It's turning out, it's becoming more obvious how corrupt the police have been in Minnesota. And I think there's still hope here. More than hope, there's the Earth. The Earth is the main activist. That's why I wanted to come back from the euphoria of the Climate Week march back to the Earth. We take our cues from the Earth. The Earth is a conscious being talking to us in our dreams, in our long walks, in our dancing, in our singing. The Earth comes into our soul, and quite articulately and straightforwardly, we receive statements from the spirit of the Earth that directs our activism.
While Bowman is New York.
This is not just about saving our democracy. This is not just about saving our humanity. This is about saving the only planet we call home. And it has to be the craziest thing in the world that the U.S. government actually subsidizes its own self-destruction. It has been designed for us to scratch, claw, fight, and kill each other because of our racial, ethnic, gender, and sexuality differences. But the new American Revolution includes every single one of us. Not just the one-tenth of 1%, not just property-owning white men, it's about everyone.
So I'm Peter Kalmus. I'm a NASA climate scientist speaking on my own behalf. We are currently on a pathway to lose basically everything. The cause of this heat nightmare that we're in right now is fossil fuels. And our leaders around the world, including President Biden, are still expanding fossil fuels, approving Mountain Valley Pipeline, approving the Willow Project, expanding drilling on federal lands. It is a form of insanity. It's taking us deeper and deeper into irreversible planetary emergency. This is not something that we can just reverse. It's not like cleaning up garbage in the park. However hot it gets, that's how hot it's going to stay for generations. I don't know why I need to stand here and say this. I am a scientist. The scientists of the world have spoken. We have to stop expanding fossil fuels and ramp down fossil fuels as quickly as we can. It could not be more clear. I've got two kids in high school. I am terrified for their future. I'm terrified for my own future right now. Things are burning and flooding, and the smoke is getting worse. The heat waves are getting worse. Will we be able to have food for 8 billion people? When will we see heat waves that have millions of deaths over the course of a few days? Because you have to understand, too, that every single year this gets worse. Every little bit of fossil fuel we burn makes the planet a little hotter and makes all of these impacts get worse. We are so clearly in a climate emergency. Why won't President Biden declare it? I feel so gaslit that it's insane. It's so obvious. My kids know what's happening. 12-year-olds know what's happening. Elementary school kids know what's happening. And this is a task of cosmic importance, in my opinion. This is the only planet in the universe that we know that has life. And we are on the brink of the sixth mass extinction.
And it's time to say goodbye and thank some people for their contribution to this Earth Riot Half Hour Stop Shopping Choir. Of course, Sundar Ganglani with Change Without Us from our recent album. You can listen to the whole thing. RevBilly.com is our website. It's right there. Fiery Eagles of Justice, the jazz ensemble from New York, Jason Candler, Brendan Burke. Helen, the 16-year-old, thank you. Thank you, Peter Kalmus, the scientist, and thank you, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We want to thank especially the No More Pipeline Blues Band, Larry Long and his community of people, working there in northern Minnesota with the Ojibwe people, with the RISE Coalition, the mothers and grandmothers. I think that the narrator there was Winona LaDuke. It might have also been Dawn Goodwin and some of the others. We were so honored to prayer walk with you a couple years ago, that time that you were going down to the State House in St. Paul to save your sovereign land, and it's still going to happen. We believe, and we want to come out and help you again. And so on behalf of the Church of Stop Shopping, we're all out of jail now. What a heavy 2 weeks we've had. We're gathering today for our dress rehearsal in anticipation of returning to the Earth Church in the East Village on October 1st, 8 p.m. Sunday. And then as many Sundays after that, we're back in the Earth Church. And that feels really good to start up again. After all the shows yesterday in Boston, the Raising Voices Festival, we've been working hard for the Earth. I know you have too. And the Earth is instructing us that now is the time, it's late in the day, now is the time to take a turn towards more creative, harder hitting, more unmistakable, persuasive, forceful activism. Earth.